Marshall Hatfield's bullet skimmed the side of the Raider's face, nipping off a piece of his left ear and knocking off his hat. The hombre jerked back in alarm, yanking so violently on his reins that his horse reared high on its hind legs. When the animal came back down, the Raider decided he'd had enough and swung his horse away, spurring it back into the midst of his cohorts.
That's enough! We've done our part. We kept them busy as long as we can. Let's get the hell out of here!
Fred never could say exactly what caused him to look away from the side door of the bank and turn to glance toward the mouth of the alley where it fed out onto Front Street. When he did, he saw a man with a gun aimed right at him, leaning around the front corner of the bank. With a speed fueled by desperation and a survival instinct as old as mankind, Fred reacted. He jerked around with his own gun and got a shot off before the man at the mouth of the alley fired on him. It struck the corner of the brick bank building and splattered chunks of brick and mortar against the side of the man's face, causing the other man to twist sharply away as he triggered a round that sailed high and harmless over Fred's head. Instantly, Fred realized he'd be in a serious pickle if he stayed where he was. The marshal sat up with the intent of firing after the retreaters, but when he raised his gun hand, it suddenly felt like a weighted ton. He left it resting on his thigh and concentrated on catching his breath for a minute. A minute was all he got, and it was damn near the last minute of his life. As the Raiders beat a full retreat and the townsmen came boiling up the street through the clouds of gun smoke and dust.
Oh.
Spinning around on his rump, he spotted the bloodied rifleman Vern had knocked out of the saddle. On his knees, the Raider once again raised a weapon, a revolver drawn from the holster on his hip, and aimed it at the marshal. To his misfortune, the man's wound made him slow and jerky, giving Bob enough time to raise his Colt and snap fire around before his would-be assassin could pull the trigger. The Colt abruptly felt very heavy in Bob's hands once again. With no time to stop and catch another breath, or for the men out in the street to pause and enjoy their rout of the Raiders, the best he could do was return the Colt to its holster. They still had a fire to put out. Moving with speed and decisiveness born of desperation, Fred lunged past the side door. His bluff had almost worked. With no way to escape and nowhere to hide in the narrow valley, he grabbed the handle of the unlatched door, pulling it open along with him, as he threw himself against the side of the building and pressed tight. Temporarily, the steel-reinforced door gave him a shield against anyone shooting at him from either the mouth of the alley or from inside. The effectiveness of his move was put quickly to the test.
Hold it! Hold it, you jackass! All you're doing is sending ricochets in at us! How the hell did you miss him in the first place?
You wouldn't believe how fast that slob can move! It's just a matter of time now! He tries to make it out from behind that door, I guarantee I won't miss his fat ass again!
Working up a healthy dose of anger over the disparaging remarks about his weight, of which he was damn well aware but didn't like hearing about from others, especially low-down back shooters, Fred was caught off guard by an unexpected move from the robbers inside the bank. The door suddenly banged hard against his forehead, pinning him against the rough bricks of the bank's outer wall.
Come on! Come on! I got him pinned! Get your ass down here and finish him!
Ordinarily, Fred's size and strength would never have kept him jammed against the wall for more than a few seconds. But the blow to his forehead had stunned him to a point of dazed weakness. Fred raised his hands to push back against the door, but his fingers were spongy without strength. His gun slipped from his grasp. He was vaguely aware of the sound of the man on the other side of the door, grunting with the effort of keeping it rammed against him, and of running feet, coming closer.
Hold it right there, you varmints!
The force of the door pressing against Fred eased momentarily, then slammed back harder than ever. Fred's knees sagged.